Welcome. Today, we're discussing some fascinating experiments with autonomous drone navigators using three different AI models, Devstral Small, Devstral Medium, and Kimi K2. Exciting stuff.
Three models? That sounds like a comprehensive comparison. I'm curious, what were the key differences in performance?
Well, Devstral Small ran locally on an RTX 5090, which is pretty cool. But the navigation was, shall we say, less than ideal. It got there eventually, but it wasn't pretty. Devstral Medium, surprisingly locked behind a paywall, despite being touted as open source, performed better, but still lacked finesse.
A paywalled open source model. That's ironic, isn't it? What about Kimi K2? I hear that's a promising up-and-comer.
Kimi K2 absolutely stole the show. Smooth animations, flawless navigation. It was truly impressive. But the infrastructure is still a bit shaky, with API failures being a major headache.
Ah, the classic early-stage model woes. Infrastructure can be a real bottleneck. So, aside from the drone navigation, what other tests did you run?
I tried using these models for coding tasks, specifically with AI coding assistance. Devstral Medium did all right with tool calling, even generating a partially functional Calendarly application. But it lacked the iterative refinement of Claude.
Claude still reigns supreme, then? It's interesting how dominant a single model can be in this landscape.
Exactly. And that's a concern. Claude's opaque limits and recent downtime highlight the risks of over-reliance on a single provider. We need viable alternatives.
Couldn't agree more. So, where do these smaller models fit in? Do they offer any advantages?
Absolutely. Devstral Small, for example, excels at specific, well-defined coding tasks. And its performance in the eval benchmarks was surprisingly strong, even beating Grok in some cases. Plus, running it locally avoids those pesky API issues.
Local models, the unsung heroes of the AI world. But can they truly compete with the big cloud-based models in the long run?
That's the million-dollar question. With careful orchestration and tools like Root Code, these smaller, more specialized models could form a powerful and cost-effective alternative to relying solely on Claude. The key is finding the right balance on, you know, leveraging the strengths of each model.
A multi-model future, then? That sounds intriguing. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just that I'm incredibly excited about the potential of these emerging models. The landscape is constantly evolving, and I can't wait to see what the future holds. Thanks so much for joining me today. It's been a blast exploring these AI adventures. Have a great one, everyone. Bye.
Goodbye.